Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. My next guest is Al Caicedo from CKS Summit Group in Michigan, and we're going to talk about you and your 401k. Now, Al is the president and owner of CKS Summit Group, and they were founded in 1996, and Al's focus and objective is to help ensure his clients are able to enjoy their lifestyle beyond the workplace and into their retirement years. So he spends a lot of time educating people about their options and their opportunities as they approach retirement. And Al has been featured on the Oakland Press and the Detroit News, Observer and Eccentric, Builder Magazine, Consumer's Digest, Wall Street Journal, News Radio, or WWJ News Radio 950, a lot of different publications and news stations. So we're very honored to have him. Al, welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us.
Maybe, Bill. Thank you for having me, Bill.
Al, my pleasure, my pleasure. Thanks so much. Al, tell us a little bit about your background and why you're so interested in this retirement-oriented marketplace.
Well, I've owned CKS Summit Group since 1996, and one of the things that we've always focused on is pre-retirees and retirees only. With the aging of America, with the economy the way it is, with the time frame that people are in retirement, you can't afford to make any mistakes prior to if you want to maintain your lifestyle through retirement.
It's a very transitionary time for a lot of people, and of course, a lot of people are approaching that age now. I hear statistics like 10,000 a day are turning age 65. What do you hear? Is that about the same?
That's about the same. Yes. The baby boomers are coming in every day. Absolutely,
that's a lot of people. And that's a lot of people making a decision that they have never had to, may have thought about in the future, but now they're having to make that decision. And what we're going to talk about is what happens when a company shuts down today. What do you do with your 401k when your company shuts down? People have options, but let's talk about that. Do people have a risk for their money when a 401k plan closes?
Well, when a 401k plan closes, actually when the company closes, there's two things there, when the company closes and when the plan closes. One of the misconceptions out there right now is that if the company closes, that means the 401k automatically closes. That is not true. When the company closes, the only way that the 401k plan closes is if the administrator decides to terminate the plan. Now, that usually does go hand in hand. However, while the company is going through either battling creditors or going through bankruptcy or anything like that, the plan does stay open. We tried to tell our clients that if you're going through that, the best thing to do is just to start taking your assets out and things like that. However, you do have to understand that there is a difference between the company closing and then the plan actually closing.
Okay, and let's talk about that, because I've heard situations where companies are going to, for instance, sell to another company, and one of the requirements is that the plan terminates before that sale happens. So what happens in that kind of a situation? The company says, we are going to terminate our 401k plan. Here's what you need to do. Get ready. Here are your options.
Correct. What's going to happen here is you're going to have options as the employee. Number one, you can take that 401k and move it over to a new plan, whether it's a new company plan that's being by the new company that's buying, or if you're moving jobs, you can take it to another plan at your new company with the new 401k plan there. Number two, you can actually take that and transfer it into your own personal IRA, or number three, you can also take it and transfer it into your own personal Roth IRA. Now, there's a couple of things to understand that go along with that. Typically, we always tell our clients to take over their IRA. That they have the same options that they had in their 401k. As a matter of fact, their options typically expand when you manage your own IRA. Number two is if you're going to roll it, typically if you're going to take it over to your new company, we kind of tell that to younger people who maybe probably have not bought their first home or done things like that where they're going to need access to the money, because in a 401k you can borrow, in an IRA you cannot. However, if you're an established person in your mid-30s and your 40s, typically you already bought your home and you have things going already, then the suggestion we make to our clients is then take that asset and roll it into your own personal IRA or Roth IRA. Now, go ahead.
Well, it makes sense. So understanding that you may not be able, well, you won't be able to borrow from that, which is can be a very attractive feature if you're in a 401k and you need access to money. You can access up to half of it, up to what, $50,000, and borrow it and pay it back over time.
Yeah, $50,000, whichever is less.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that may be attractive to someone who says, well, I'd sure like to borrow that to get a down payment for a house or to take care of things. And if they move that into an IRA, can they then move back from that IRA to another 401k and preserve that borrowing activity down the road?
No, they cannot. Once you move it into an IRA, it cannot be moved back into a 401k. It can move from 401k to 401k, from 401k to IRA, but not from IRA back to a 401k. So, and again, now when you're talking about borrowing for a home, that's first-time home buyer too also. So it's not like you're buying your second or third or fourth time that you're going to buy a home. You want to have accessibility to that. So understanding those little nuances can make it easier for you to decide what exactly you want to do with the 401k. The other thing to keep in mind too is that when you're rolling out that 401k into your IRA, make sure that it's done from custodial to custodial. It means a direct transfer from the 401k company to the new custodial. Because if the company sends a check directly to you in your name, then of course they have to have a 20% mandatory withholding. So if the 401k administrator mails a distribution check directly to the employee, the IRS will require a 20% tax withholding. Now you can get that refund back at the end of the year, but then you have to match that 20%, send it back into the government, and they'll send you back your money. So it's a lot easier if you make sure that when you're transferring from a 401k that it goes from custodial to custodial. So from your company to the new company.
That's a tax trap a lot of people get caught in, because they think, well, I've heard that I can hold on to it for 60 days and then roll it over. But you can do that, but you'll also have to come up with that 20% at some point, and maybe you can recapture that down the road, but it can be painful. Catch a lot of people unaware. So what about for people that have already taken a loan from their 401k and now the 401k is going to shut down? What has to happen there?
Well, here's the thing. If that 401k if the plan is being shut down, then you have to pay back that loan to that 401k. Because if you don't, then you're now subject to, if you're under the age of 59 and a half, now you're subject to 10% penalties plus taxation. So it becomes an early distribution to you. So if the plan closes, that's another thing you have to be aware of, that if there's an outstanding loan there, you have to take that loan. You have to pay back that loan at that time. That's why sometimes we really caution people about how they should, unless their company is super solid, of how much they should or when should they borrow against your 401k.
Right, yeah, that can catch a lot of people unaware. Now, here's another question for you, that if they have a loan outstanding and they have an opportunity, let's say another company is going to buy this company, and they say, you got to shut down that one, but you can start your account here, can loan balances be transferred?
No, typically no. You have to, once a 401k is closed, that one has to be, you have to clear it out correctly. Because essentially you're starting a brand new one.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's just
now if ownership comes in and if ownership comes in and they maintain the same 401k, then you don't have an issue. But if they close one down and they start a new one, then that's when the concern happens.
Right. Yeah. That's something to consider, that the administrator should consider. Who is this going to impact? How many people? It could have widespread impact, and you could have some unhappy employees as a result of that.
Yeah, we experienced that here in the Detroit area. You know, back in 08 when we had so many bankruptcies going, and when GM went bankrupt and all that kind of stuff. You know, there was a lot of those issues going around that we had to help our clients out with and kind of guide them through that. So if you're going through that, one of the best things you can do is actually sit down with your advisor or find, if you have one, if you don't, find one that can actually help you navigate that and you know, give you all your options out there. Because it's not just as simple as saying, oh, I'm going to move it here, move it there, move it there. Remember, there's always cause and effect. So for everything you do, there's a consequence, whether good or bad.
Now, Al, let's talk about, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about something called in-service distributions, where employees of a certain age, if the plan allows it, can actually move out of an active 401k while they're working and roll it over to an IRA account. What are your thoughts about that, and what are some of the things people should think about when they're thinking about in-service distributions?
Well, with in-service distribution, I think it's a wonderful tool. I wish that more companies allowed you to do that. I think it would take the fiduciary off of a lot of companies out there. However, there's quite a few out there that don't even allow that to happen. If you do have that capability within your plan, that is something that I feel that everyone should really explore, because it allows you to take, while you're still working and you're under the age of 59 and a half, to take money out and move it and actually transfer it into your own IRA. And what some people they have a misunderstanding is that, well, if I do that, I can't continue with my 401k. Yes, you can. You can still continue contributing, and if you're getting matches, the matches will still continue. What they're allowing you to do is to now take a portion of your IRA now and have it under your control, especially, again, with so many things happening in today's economy. So you have that ability to be able to use the whole universe of investments out there, as opposed to just what's in your 401k. It can be a really good opportunity. Now, again, if you're young and you still haven't bought your first home and things like that, then you might want to consider, again, same thing. Do I really want to do that? Because if I do move it to the 401k, I won't have that loan access to it. So those are things to consider. But for anybody else who has that ability, that is something that you really should sit down with somebody and really explore that, because it's a great opportunity for you to take control of your asset while you're still working. Many people can't.
I want to make sure I heard you correctly. Do you say it's for people that are under or over age 59 and a half?
In service distributions, it could be either way. It doesn't have
depends
an age, but it typically, like for what most plans out there do is they have in service distribution once you hit 59 and a half. But if the company allows it for any age, that's really when you want to start looking at it and saying, at whatever age, and saying, you know what, if I'm allowed to take some of this IRA money now and control it myself, it might be in your best interest to do so.
So it's an important point for listeners to ask the person who administers the plan, do we have this capability? And if not, can we get it? I mean, because just because you don't have it doesn't mean it might not be able to be put into the plan through amendment,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, Bill, and let me tell you, it's this simple. They just have to check a box. The company, that's literally
right.
What they have to do, is checking a box saying, yes, I allow in-service distribution. What happens is that most of these companies that come in, they automatically put no to that question, because, of course, the more assets under management they have, then, of course, you know, you understand there's a lot of fees involved with 401ks, and the company that's holding that 401k is actually making assets, so they're trying to limit your use. However, it's very simple for you to go to your administrator and say, is there any reason why we cannot have this option? And there really isn't, other than telling them that, you know, let's just lock it out.
Yeah, and in this day and age, of course, especially after the run-up of the last few years, a lot of people are nervous and they want other options that might be available outside of their 401k and IRA type accounts, protective types of things. So what do you see a lot of people gravitating towards these days when they do roll over into an IRA? What are some of the favored types of vehicles out there?
Well, it really depends on age. Like for our type of client, most of them are, you know, since we're dealing with pre-retirees and retirees only, you know, our type of client is really moving into what we're looking at the universe of income generating assets. So a lot of fixed income type of tools that they're using, because again, they're their window is so short as to when they're going to retire, or they might be already in retirement. So we see a lot of fixed income type instruments being used as opposed to full out market with stocks and mutual funds and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and there's a wide universe out there. Of course, a lot of people are talking about alternatives and different types of investments that certainly would not be in the normal 401k. They're usually pretty, they might have a lot of investment options. It just depends on your plan, but you might find a whole world or universe of other types of options out there. So Al, if someone were to want to get in touch with you and talk to you and find out more about your firm, what's the best way for them to do this?
Well, you can contact us three different ways. You can find us on Facebook, CKS Summit Group. You can go to our website, www.summitgp.com, or you can call us at 586-286-5820.
Well, you did a great job explaining what some options are, and of course, we just kind of touch the surface on what some of your options might be if your company is heading for a shutdown, or if you're just wondering what how you can maybe diversify outside of your 401k plan today. I'd love to have you back on the show sometime, and we can talk about some more in-depth financial planning issues, Al, and I wish you great success out there, and thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I would love to come back.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this. Please stay with us.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Business owners, if you came back from lunch and there was a resignation letter on your desk, which employee would you really, really not want it to be from? What are you doing to prevent this from happening? At Exit and Retirement Strategies, we design plans that attract, motivate, and retain key employees. For a free consultation, call Bill Black, the Exit Coach, at 866-370-3774. Call today.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.